99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Camfield.
Well, hi there, Ian Camfield checking in for Tuesday on 99.5 The Mountain and checking in for National Rotisserie Chicken Day, which I mention because I think it's what's caused an old comment from Colonel Sanders to go viral on social media today. This dates back to the late 70s, where Colonel Sanders said that KFC's gravy was pure wallpaper paste. He said it's got no nutrition in it and it ought not to be allowed to be sold. Of course, this was back in the days when we could just add brown gravy to chicken. You didn't have to add extra protein to stuff that's already giving you protein like everyone does now in 2026 because we're all protein obsessed. But this caught my attention because when I first moved here, one of the things I couldn't get my head around was America's gravy situation. Because in the UK, gravy is only brown and only served with meat. So imagine my surprise when 10 years ago I moved here and pulled out a breakfast menu and it said biscuits with gravy. And I'm thinking, for breakfast? What? But, you know, over the last decade, I've come to very much appreciate the American breakfast. Because basically I've learned that in America, breakfast is anything you could have for dinner as long as it can have eggs added to it. It's a great day for kids. They're off school and the annual summer pass is back at Planet Fitness. Any teenagers aged 14 to 19 can work out for free at any Planet Fitness now through August 31st. It'll get them off the sidewalks when the golf ball size hail comes down like it did in places yesterday. On paper, I think this is a great idea. But if you're a regular gym goer, is it more annoying than when the New Year's resolution types show up in your gym in January? You know, are these kids actually using the bench press or are they just standing next to it, stopping you from using it because they want to film some videos for TikTok? You know, that's kind of like the teenage summer version of the person that goes into the gym in January because they're a New Year's resolution person. And you want to get on the bike, but they're already on it. And while they're on the bike, they are reading something on their iPad, you know? Because if you can focus on words on an iPad while you're in the gym, you're not working out hard enough. We are now a two-phone nation. Do you remember when we went through a process of basically wanting everything on one device and that device to be as small as possible because it was convenient? That is no longer the case. Ian Camfield here on Mountain Mornings. More Americans than ever before are now carrying two cell phones. And I think this is because a lot of them have been given a cell phone by their company for free, which sounds like a good idea until you start considering, but that means that my boss can track everything I do. And do you really want your boss checking out your browser history on your phone, right? So instead, you keep one phone for work and your other phone for other activities. So I guess the stigma of if you've got two phones, you must be a drug dealer is no longer relevant in 2026. Although if we're going to consider other stigmas from around the same time, if I see you have a lot of $2 bills in your wallet, I absolutely still believe you've been to the strip club. What do we think of Serena Williams returning to professional tennis? She's been gone for about 4 years, by my reckoning, right? And she's now 44. She's going to take part in a professional doubles game, which is happening in London next Monday. Now, she's been working out and training very hard for this. She's also one of the people endorsing one of these weight loss drugs. So I think this is part of the process. But when you've been so great and you're getting up there in age for an athlete, you got to think, is this going to be an incredible return for Serena Williams? Or is it going to be kind of like a Mike Tyson Netflix special? What do you think? Will we see Serena Williams return to tennis for a while and it be great? Or is the next stop pickleball? Hi, Ian here. I cannot believe something that I have pretty much promoted on Mountain Mornings has become a viral TikTok trend and is getting a lot of backlash because, well, TikTokers are not going about it in the right way. They are treating Costco's free sample stations like a multi-course full-service restaurant buffet. Now, I have very much said that it's a great thing that if you time it right at Costco, you can get enough free samples that it's effectively like having a free lunch. But you've got to do it respectfully. You can't wait for the people to serve up the food at the sample stations. You've got to look like you're there doing other shopping and keep on moving around the store and make it appear like you just happen to be passing as the new samples are coming out. And by the way, that is a good thing to focus your attention on. You've got to keep an eye on the different stations to work out when the hot food is suddenly going to appear. And if you do that, it means that you're not going to be walking around the store making impulse buys on other things, like purchasing a box of 1,000 packets of Ritz crackers that you're never going to get through before the use by date, which is what happened to me last time I was at Costco. You know, the free samples are great. And the gas used to be great, but these days, even though it's cheaper, you feel like when you put gas in the car at Costco, it's not enough of a saving. So you want to go in and get a free lunch from the free samples. That's like the bit that's like Costco's happy ending. The FBI have warned there is a massive wave of sophisticated ticket scams targeting soccer fans ahead of the World Cup. Basically, scammers are creating websites that make soccer fans believe they are going to something that is official and related to FIFA. And they see on these websites that they can get tickets for the World Cup for a hugely discounted price. I'm Ian Canfield on the Mountain. I feel like unofficial anything can always be determined by price. It's a bit like if you go to a gig these days, if you go to the merch booth, typically a t-shirt by the band you're watching will be about $40. Now, you could go online to an unofficial site and probably find that t-shirt or something similar to it. And the unofficial places will be knocking them out for about $20-25, right? And if you order from an unofficial place, you've got to take the risk of, will the shirt turn up? And if it does, is it going to fall apart after the first wash? But you're probably going to lose $20-25 if it's not good quality. If it's a World Cup scam, you're going to lose more money. And also the scammers have got your credit card details. So again, keep cost in mind. And when you're looking at tickets that seem too good to be true for the World Cup, just think FIFA officially are charging $375 for a official World Cup jersey. Would the tickets really be this low? Are you excited for the Aussie interactive avatar that will be able to talk back to you in Aussie's voice? Some fans think this is a bridge too far. Jack Osborne has been defending it, saying that Aussie would be into this. I would say that Aussie very much supported whatever Sharon wanted to do. And if it makes money, Sharon will be into this. So I think it's fair to say that, yeah, Aussie would be into this. I'm Ian Canfield. Thanks for starting your day with Mountain Mornings. If you missed anything, we podcast the newsy bits. Wherever you get podcasts, search for Ian Canfield or get it at 995themountain.com. I'll be back tomorrow from 6. Thanks for listening.